Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love.
To give love.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday morning broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us again this morning as we bring to you another wonderful and great and inspiring show today from the talks of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion will be on life is in good morality, which leads to God consciousness. Yes. With what is going on in the world today, we need to bring back what? Yes, good morality, good life. That is what's missing from the world today. And that's why we have all the problems that we're having. Most people of the world have forgotten God, Allah. So they have no morals. This is why they will do and say evil to each other without even thinking about it. When you forget Allah, God, you forget all good. Then you become all evil. To have a will to be a good human being. Human life is not animal life. Animals can't make choices. Humans have to choose their life. What gives life to people is thinking righteous. So, come back to righteous thinking, people. Come back to human spiritual life. Take your soul back from evil before it's too late. Thank you again, our radio listening audience. As you can see, we will have a powerful, powerful discussion for you today. And I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for joining us. Invite your friends, relatives, and others to join us also. And now, without further delay, I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We say peace be unto you, all listening. We acknowledge the peace of the Creator Allah, because peace is the order of all Allah's creation. He created all his creation with his peace. And peace can only come from the Creator, Allah. You cannot get peace from the creation. You can only get peace from the Creator. I just wanted to emphasize that, because the world of people, humanity, is in chaos. People are suicidal. Most people are, you know, confused, very confused about what life is about. What is the purpose of life? And they've been given all kinds of answers by those who seek to destroy life. And so you can't get the answer to life when you go to those who are out and intended to destroy your real human life. And as the co-host said, the real human life for the human being is not our flesh. We see that there are people, many people in the world that have money. And in particular, I want to go to the African-American people right quick. Not so much right quick, but I want to go to them and then carry on with the talk. African-American people, that's within the human race. We were born here in America, the African-American people. We come through the worst of slavery of any people ever known in the history of mankind. Study history. Go all the way back, as far as you can go, and you will see that no people suffered a slavery worse than the African-American people. Now, there's a reason for this. You know, today also, I just want to mention with that, that it's very important. Most African-Americans you hear say, Muslims too, the majority of them, this is modern times, and they even change the laws and the principles of Islam in the Quran, the Holy Book of Allah, the Creator, and they change the life of obedience to Allah's laws of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, whom we're supposed to follow, and we are obligated and commanded by Allah to follow Allah and his Prophet Muhammad. And I want to say this too to all of you who don't know Prophet Muhammad. I want to introduce you to Prophet Muhammad today. Almighty God, Allah sent many prophets. He sent many messengers to humankind, mankind, to call them back to the right when they went astray in the wrong, following their own nafs, own false carnal desires. Prophet Muhammad, the world was just like it is now. In those days, and then, of course, in the Arabic language, what we would call Jahiliyyah, that's a word in Arabic that means spiritual, age of spiritual darkness. And we can see in this age or this generation, the majority of people are in spiritual darkness. They're walking around and they are dead and they just don't know it. How are they dead and don't know it? They think their life is their body. They think their life is in, eating, sleeping, and, having relationships, sexual with the opposite sex, and not with just with the opposite sex, but with the same sex. So something's wrong. You know something's wrong. You don't even see animals having sex with the same sex. When a dog, I'm going to just use a dog. When a dog, because growing up we've seen dogs mating more than probably any other animals at the time. But, you know, you've seen the male going after the female. And you could see a pack of males going after one female. But, you know, the males won't go after the males trying to, you know, have a relationship that way. So most people, and especially African-American people, they have just totally disregarded the fact that there is a creator, but at the same time they benefit from his blessings and his mercy. They benefit from the air they breathe. They benefit from the food they eat. Who provides the food we eat? The Creator, Allah. Who gives us the ability to breathe in air, inhale and exhale, and keep our blood circulating in our bodies to keep our physical animal life going? Almighty Allah is the one. And Almighty Allah says he's closer to the human being than our jugular vein. This is what he means. Most people walk around here like they are God. And then, in fact, you got a lot of them saying they're God. You got women talking about they're goddess. You got Muslim, Christian, Jews, people of all religion and races talking about they're gods. And they just have totally forgot if they were a God, why do they get sick? Why do they have these problems that they have that they can't solve? God is all powerful. God makes no mistakes. Why are they making all these mistakes? Choosing bad over good, choosing evil over righteousness. Why don't they have the sense enough to even choose good from the bad. If they were a God, they would be all good. There wouldn't be no bad in them. So we know that there's no human being that's God. We know that there's nothing created a God. We know that there's nothing in the entire creation of the heavens and the earth like God, equal with God. God had Allah, the creator, have no beginning and no ending. Everything else created will pass away. And it will pass away and go back to the one that created it all. That's the true creator in this unseen world, the spiritual, that lasts forever, that have no ending. But getting back a moment to the African-American people, why is it African-American people that you think the one that brought you here, the one that brought you here and put you in slavery, done freed you? Look at your condition. Is your condition that of free people? You can't even work together. You're hating on each other. You're destroying each other. Is that freedom? You're killing each other. Killing your children. Cutting off your generations of your life on the earth to be extended by the Creator. Why? By you not being educated, you're adults, and not educating your children. They're following you in the wrong. Of all the people in the world that act foolish and that, you know, take joy in being a fool, no one tops the African-American or so-called black or Negro in being a fool. The black people back in slavery, they had to act a fool, do the bojangle and all this stuff for the white slave master just to stay alive. They had the box. That's where boxing come from. But only it was vicious. They would put two black men and a Negro, or black as they call them, Negroes they would call, in a ring, and they would sit around and drink liquor and wine and watch them fight. And not just fight, they would watch them fight till one killed one another. And not only kill one another, dismember them. Tears legs off, tears arm off his body. This is real. There's a movie called The Django, something like that. And they show you this stuff. Just smash his face in. Just treat him worse than an animal. So these bad slavery habits, they ain't going nowhere. There's what's called what goes around comes around. History repeats itself. If you don't study history, you won't know how to correct the present. Because the history is the present. There's nothing new. There ain't nothing new. The same problems they had in the past, we're having today. And the same solutions that Allah, the Creator, revealed through his prophets and messengers to the people to save them from self-destruction is the same solution today. It's God consciousness and the recognition that not only there is a God, but that God, that Creator, is one for everybody. That's another thing that the enemy is winning, Satan, the enemy is winning over the human race and almost got the whole human race under his spell. Division. Divide and conquer. So in slavery, black people, this is why you're so divided. So if you didn't know, inshallah, be the will of Allah, mashallah, be as he please, the creator of Allah, you'll learn today. You have what's called the psychological effects of slavery still carrying on in you subconsciously without you even being conscious of why you hating on each other today, why you hate each other, why black relationships can't work. We know other relationships don't work with other people, but the majority of the black people have more relationships that does not work between the man and the woman and the family more than any other part of the human race, simply because slavery has been instilled in us in a way that just because you don't have shackles on your feet, the real slavery is not physical, African-American people. The real slavery is psychological. It's mental. So you talk about the white man, especially now that Donald Trump is the president. You talk about the white man and what he holding you back and won't let you do this and do that. That's a lie. I'm cutting that lie today. That's a lie. The one that's holding you back, black people, African-Americans, is yourself. And it's because you refuse to educate yourself with the truth, to learn why you're like you are, and learn who you was before you became like you are today. If you learn who you were, see, there's power in knowledge. Most black African-Americans think power was in being like the white man, getting a lot of money, getting material things. Ain't no power in materialism. Material things are dead. They have no life. They can't give you life. Give you an example. When a person is on life support in the hospital, their brains are dead, which means their soul is already gone. They're just keeping their brain going because Allah, the Creator, He's so merciful. He'll allow man to see that, you know, even though you're physical, I'll allow you to let your physical body still be a function, but my spirit, which gives you life, when I take that out of you, you'll see when you take that body off the machine, you have no life in that body. Because He gives you life. Huh? Because your life is not the body, He's showing you. Your life is the soul which then left the body. And they got you hooked up on the machine and you think, oh, well, I want to just see Him. You ain't even seeing the person. The person is dead. They gone. The soul is gone. The angel of death have took that soul out of that body. So it's too many signs. African-American people and people in general, to let you know that there is a God, a creator, and that He still has power over all things in the heavens and on earth. He only gives evil a certain amount of time by which He tests us with evil, and He tests us also with good. Because when He gives a lot of people good, they don't want to share the good. They want to keep all the good to themselves. That's ungodly. That's not our nature. Our nature is to want good for each other. He created us this way. You see? He created us as one soul. Adam and Eve was the first man and woman created. I know I'm going through a lot of subjects, but it's necessary. Adam and Eve was the first man and woman created on this earth and in heaven. And Adam and Eve were two individuals, a male and a female. But when Almighty Allah put His ruh, His spirit, in their bodies, both of their bodies, they became one soul. And so therefore, by the human race coming from Adam and Eve, every human being, that makes us one, what? Not only one humanity, but one soul. With what? One creator. So there's one creation, one creator, and one human spirit. And until we come back to acknowledge that our God is one, Satan going to be allowed by the creator to destroy all human beings. Because you have turned away from Him, the creator. And when you turn away from the creator, you're turning away from your real human life, spiritual life. And therefore, the Creator said you'll fall to the lowest of the low in your morality. You don't have no morality. Morality is simply good conduct, people. And most people don't have good conduct because they walk around here with their hairs in the air thinking that it's all about them, most people. The world is all about the creator who created the world. Without him, you see, you can't exist in his creation without destroying yourself. Anything that disconnects from the creator disconnects from his life source, and it will die. And anything that stops growing, it will die. So black people, you have stopped growing mentally and spiritually because you're following slave teachers that taught you to destroy your own self and to love the people who taught you how to destroy yourself. And that's where most of you are now, trying to imitate the same one that brought you here to use you to build this country up for them, not for you. See, the problem with black people is they want to be accepted by the white people. And the problem is white people didn't bring us here to accept us as being citizens or equal with them. They brought us here to be slaves, and after using us as slaves, they intended to exterminate us. And since they were taught by one of the slave masters, don't exterminate them. Continue to use them long as you can and let them bear you up and just teach them a teaching where they would destroy their own self. It's called self-genocide, you see? Self-genocide. They'll destroy themselves. And it's working. That man's name was Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch. A lot of you have heard about him. But they did an excellent job in their work. Now we got to work on ourselves. It's time out for talking about the white man is holding you back, African-American people. You're holding yourself back because you won't educate yourself with the knowledge that will free you. Knowledge will free you. A Mercedes-Benz won't free your mind. A Lexus won't free your soul. A big butt won't free your soul, black woman. Huh? A pretty body won't free your soul. A handsome body won't free you, black man. A whole lot of money, niggas and bees and dogs won't free you, black man and black woman. Freedom is not in materialism. Freedom is in righteousness. We were freed by the Creator, given a little freedom. And long as we follow his will, we see we are free. What type of freedom I'm talking about? You're free to live a good life. But when you start living a bad life, you cut that freedom off and destroy yourself. Peace be with you at this time.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Imam Shahidi Shabazz, teaching strong today, people. Teaching to reach the people with the knowledge that they are not living until they have good, moral, righteous life. This moral righteous life that leads to God's country. The spirit of the Creator within them. And they are using his spirit. And they are striving to please him in good conduct. And striving to bring about that which shows good, which brings about good. And do we see that today? It's just the opposite. Excuse me. I do have a little allergy here. Yes. Today, there's more evil than good. Excuse me again. There's more evil than good because we are not living the way that we were created to live. According to the will of the Creator. I'm going to let Imam Shahi take a moment here while I get myself together. I have a little allergy that causes me to cough. So.
Yes, I'll be glad to take over. Yeah, I'll be glad to take over. I understand we are human beings and we ain't always. That's another thing that I want to emphasize is that, if you are God, any of you that think you're God, the creator, the real creator, Allah, he said, call back the soul of the dying person you see that you love. It can be your husband, wife, anybody you love or you don't love. Say, call back the soul. When Allah sent the angel of death to take the soul out of the body, he said, call back that soul. When he is taking that soul out of that body and that soul is making an exit out of that body, he said, call it back. Now, if you're God, you could call back that soul and put that soul back in the body and bring it back to life. You can't do it. One of you out there, tell me. Call me. Tell me, can you do it? You can't do it because you have no power. And you have no power to fight evil. Not in the world, not against white people or the devil. You have no power to fight evil in your own self unless you give up your will, your ways, and follow the will and the ways of Almighty God Allah. Because he's all good. And he say all bad come from people. So the world ain't going to change by itself. People have to make the change. We're not like other animals. Allah made us khalifas, vice generals on this earth. What is a khalifa? It's a ruler. But how can you rule and take care of the planet in the earth, in the universe, when you don't even know how to take care of your own self. You don't know how to keep your own self from destroying yourself. So if you can't stop yourself from destroying yourself, you will destroy your environment also. So freedom begins the acknowledgement that I'm not free to do what I want to do, but I'm free to do what's right. And when I do what's right, I feel good. I help others to feel good. And it's a peaceful world like heaven. And that's what it is, a heaven. Because heaven is not confusion. Heaven is not misery. Heaven is not hatred. Heaven is a state of mind. It's a state of spirit. And hell also is a state of mind and spirit. People, you all as individuals, you make your own heaven and you make your own hell right here on earth. You don't have a thought to go to hell. Most of you in hell right now. You don't have a thought to go to heaven. Some of us in heaven right now, like myself. I have peace. And you've got this thing where you got all these religions today doing nothing but adding to the problem. You either part of the problem or the solution. Most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, most Buddhists, most Hindus, most people calling themselves by any religion. What are they contributing to stop the evil in the world today? In America, in the world. More evil? Would be selfishness, greed, and oppression of people, of the people. And the ones that have the truth in government, in leadership, they won't share the truth with other people so they can live a good life, even materially, like they're living. And that's why now a lot of them are by the power of the Creator. He's caused them to see, you're not going to be happy with this materialism, you can help my people, and you won't help my people. So most of the majority of the so-called rich people, they're miserable. They have an order now called the Lamanuni, or whatever you want to call it. And all it means is that really they have an evil society where they go and they practice evil worship, and this is the rich people. Their God is evil. Their God is evil. and they worship evil. And people ask me sometimes, what do you think about Donald Trump? This is what I say to them. I said, what about Donald Trump? He's a human being. He's a man, a human being, and human beings can be used for good or they can be used for bad. But it's by their own choice. It's by their own choice. So, you know, I say to them, especially in, white or black, I have both, but mostly blacks or African Americans. And I say to them, if you is submitting yourself, your will, your ways, completely to Allah, the Creator, you don't have nothing to be concerned with. The government can't, the way you're going to live, your life, how your future is going to be today, tomorrow, or in the future. Only you can, by your choice, whether you choose to follow your will or the will of Allah, your Creator. That will determine how your life going to be. Allah says in the Holy Quran, the final revelations, not for Muslims, but for the world, He say, man, woman, people, you succeed in this world, material world, if you purify your soul. And He say, you will fail if you corrupt your soul and your mind, your life with evil living, with immoral living. And we see that immorality is at an all-time high today. It's at its peak. So the only that which is coming after evil has reached its climax, then good back over. And so good, God, the Creator, Allah, is going to take back over His creation down here, people. So all of you out there that's evil and got ulterior motives for doing good and helping people, looking for something back in return, helping people so you can put them in a position to kill them, to destroy them, your days are numbered. Your time is up. It's time for good life to come back on the earth. The earth was created good, and the heavens was created good. Allah, the Creator, said when He created the world in evolutions, six evolutions, He said every evolution, He created everything, He evolved everything good from His goodness. And He said in the end, He going to bring it back, His goodness back, and destroy all evil. Win that time. You choose which side you want to be on today. But you choose very quickly because He's moving very swiftly. Now, He's given evil its time, and its time is up. It's time for good to dominate on earth as it is in heaven. Peace.
As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, thank you, and thank you, Imam Shabazz. Yes, I have it down to that's been bothering me. So far, I seem to have been able to speak okay on the phone and doing our little sessions here without it bothering me, but this day it was an exception here. So I thank you for your patience, and thank you, ma'am, Shahid Shabazz, again, for taking over while I try to take care of this little allergy problem that I have. I don't call it a problem, but situation, a circumstance. Life is good, people. As Imam Shahid Shabazz has said already, life itself is good, and life is in good. It's in your good morality, your good conduct, which leads to your God consciousness. As Imam Shahid Shabazz has said, you've gone away from God, from your God consciousness. You've fallen the ways of man. You're answering the call of Satan, as they used to say when we were coming up. That Satan calls and you answer his call. You're answering the call of Satan. And you've gone away from right. His call is to make what appears to be, to make wrong appear to be right to you. And it looks good to you until you get involved into it. And once you're caught up in it, you see the evil. And it's not always easy if you're a weak person who's gone away from God and God consciousness for you to pull yourself back from that evil way of life. But this is what's happening, people, today. the only creator, as Imam Shahid Shabazz is telling us, is the creator, the almighty God, whose proper name, as we call it, is Allah, the all in all. He is the only creator. Man can't even, most of them can't even feed themselves. They don't even know how to put a seed in the ground and plant it to get the food they need to eat, and they're going to call themselves some God. Most of them have to beg somebody else, go out and work on somebody else's job to get enough money to have a place to live. But it's not the place they want. It's the place that they can afford the few pennies that they have made. They have a roof over their head to sleep at night. And they call themselves a God. See how ridiculous it is. Especially African Americans, most don't even have their own businesses. Don't even build their own homes. Living and hoping that they can get the pennies from somebody else. Keep begging from somebody else's table. Can't even produce the food they need to feed themselves. And yet you hear, I've heard them say, I'm some God. No matter the world, it's not a wonder that the world is like it is if you call yourself a God. It still has to be a God to be merciful to even have an existence, having you existed. People, stop being foolish. Stop being foolish. Look at yourself. Know that you were put here for a purpose. That your creator, the unseen. And that is your task, to believe in the unseen. You came from the unseen, out of darkness, into the light of this world here. It's what you came, where you came from. And you're going to return back into the unseen and the earth. See the reality. Again, we don't have any guests today yet who showed up on our board. There were a couple who said that they might come on, but so far they have not arrived. So I will remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today he's discussing life in good morality, which leads to God consciousness. And again, I want to give you back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. I want to read from the final revelations of the Creator, Allah, the Creator of all people, the Creator of the heavens and earth, not only the Creator, but He's the sustainer of everything He created. And when anything is disconnected from Allah, it has nothing to sustain its life. Its existence, it will go out of existence. It will die. In the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah, He's given us an analogy of some symbols to show us that He created us and He brought us out of darkness and brought us into the light. See? And He's describing darkness as being ignorance, not knowing anything, and light as being enlightened with His knowledge, His spiritual knowledge, and showing how without His knowledge, you cannot see as a human being. A lot of people think that they see with their eyes, I mean, in the physical eyes. But if that was so, why are they walking into destruction and doing destructive things? Because they can't see. And I just want to say this, too, with this. Allah say, those who remember me, Allah, the Creator, and those who forget me are like the living and the dead. So if you have forgot your Creator, you dead. You dead walking. That was the movie say, dead man walking. And most people are dead minds walking. Man mean mind. Dead minds walking. And that's why a dead mind will do anything. Because a dead mind can't think. And evil totally have total control over a dead mind. You heard the saying, an idle mind, which is an inward mind, is the devil's workshop. So if you want to be able to change your conditions in your personal life from that, from bad to good, then you got to enlighten your mind with the truth and the whole truth, not part truth and part lies. That's in all religions, in all religious books except the Holy Quran. And all of you that want to, you know, make a conflict about that or argue about that, we won't argue about that. We'll just give you the answer to why the Holy Quran is the only book that has the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Allah, the Creator, He knows the world. He knows people. He created the world and people. And He knows what people going to do before they even know. He knew that people would not follow and correctly His prophets and messengers before the coming of Prophet Muhammad. The Christians, they think they had the truth and say, we the Muslims, the majority of them, and this is their doctrine. They say, really, not only the Muslims, but everybody that don't believe in their religion going to hell. Who made them a god to tell somebody they're going to hell? You tell me that. Who made them a god to judge anybody? You see, and if they don't even know, most of them, that the one they say they worship, Jesus Christ, was a human being, was a prophet, a messenger of the Creator, Allah. And His followers didn't even follow Him. They tried to kill Him. But the Creator wouldn't let them kill Him. And so what they did, they didn't kill the man, his body. What they killed was His word, the truth that He brought from Allah. They killed it. How did they kill it? By mixing falsehood with the truth. That's how they killed the truth. People, when you mix falsehood with truth, it's no longer the truth. It's a lie. So the book that the Christians are following today, it can't help them because it's a lie. It contradicts itself, but the truth does not contradict itself. You will find no contradictions in the Holy Quran. Almighty Allah knew that they had corrupted His scripture with Jesus, so He sent one. Jesus even mentioned the coming of Prophet Muhammad for all you Christians, that whether you want to hear it or you don't, you will hear it today. Jesus said there will be one. And He wasn't talking about the Spirit of Allah. He said a human being. There will be one coming out of Me that will lead you into all truth. And He said His name shall be Muhammad or Ahmed. That's Muhammad's name, Prophet Muhammad. And He also told him, I can't stay here with you because if I stay here with you, you won't understand what I'm saying. But, you know, it was a saying we heard growing up, you'll understand by and by. So that's what He was saying. You keep living. And in time, God, Allah, will send one after Me that will lead you into all truth. And then you won't be confused about life and worshiping. You won't be worshiping man. You'll be worshiping the true Creator, unseen, who I worship. He never said, I'm the Son of God. He never said, my mother's the mother of God. And He never said to His followers to worship anyone but Allah. He said, La ilaha illallah. He said, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He said, I bear witness that there is no God but the one true, unseen, eternal, ever-living Creator, Allah. And His mother bore witness to the truth, too. And you will find this in the Holy Quran. All of the lies that were in the books of all the previous prophets and messengers, they were corrected in the Holy Quran. And Almighty Allah says in the Quran, He says, those who are not clean, pure in heart, they won't even be able to touch His message in the Quran. What do you mean? Pick up the book and read it with your eyes and your head? No. He means you won't understand. He protected the truth in the Quran, where if you're not pure-hearted, if you don't have good intentions, to do right, to live a righteous life, a good life, you will not be able to live, understand this truth, so you can live your life in a righteous, moral way, good way. We see this with most of the Muslims in the world. They have the Quran, but why are most of them corrupt? Because reading the Quran, the word of Allah, your creator, is one thing, but understanding this word and practicing this word is another. They refuse to practice. They'll pick out of the Quran what they want to follow and what they don't want to follow that the creator Allah has said for them to live by. They won't follow that. They just disregard it. And Allah said, what is the punishment for those who take his word and follow some and reject the rest? But disgrace in this world and a terrible punishment on the day of judgment. And we see the Muslim world is in disgrace right now. It's a shame and disgrace. Because even people outside of Islam know that Muslims ain't, the majority of them know that Muslims as a whole ain't supposed to be living like they living. And that's why the enemy is attacking Islam, Donald Trump and other enemies, because they know this is the only way to free the human soul and the human mind and to bring back justice and equality, not only for black people, but for oppressed people, period, in America and the whole world. So they fear the truth more than they fear anything else. And they fear the truth in African-American more than they fear the truth in anybody else. Why is this? Because just like Moses when he was in Egypt, he knew them. He knew Pharaoh. He was raised up by Pharaoh. Well, African-Americans, we've been raised up by Europeans. We should know their evil, wicked ways, deceitful ways. And when we come into the whole truth, which only Islam and the Quran can give you, only the creator of law, the creator of all people, in his final revelations in the Quran, only he can free you so that you will not have to fear the American government or no government or fear any evil in whatever form evil takes, seen or unseen. The Holy Quran also, this is what Allah said. He said, among the highest and greatest of his gifts to people is his revelation, which is the criterion by which we may judge between right and wrong, between false and true worship, between the message that comes from Allah and the forgeries that come from people. Between the reality and our eternal future in the hereafter and the fences of falsehoods in this world, of this world, by which we are misled from his truth. He said his prophets and messengers, they come as men to live among us and guide us if we will follow their guidance. So people, and African-American people in particular, if you don't change soon, and change is not easy, you see. In fact, the human being can't make a change unless he have help from the creator, Allah. Allah said he will never change our bad conditions in our personal life or as a collective body of humans until we first change the evil in our hearts. Change the immoral thinking in your heart. Change the thinking in your heart, says to another male, I don't want a female, I want another male to be with. I was watching a movie the other night, and it was so pathetic. This lady had, and man had, their child had got killed by a serial killer. He raped her and killed her. And a lot of other people, they had a meeting for people that had children killed like that by these murderers in the United States. And most of them was Caucasian. And I said that for a reason, I don't change it. And anyway, they found the man and they matched his DNA to a sperm, DNA to the blood of the young girl that he raped. And they still set him free. This is America. So the lady, She went to these meetings to try to get her mind together and everything, and it was all types of people there at the meeting, and it was one black lady there. She said she was she eventually told them with the FBI I'm here to investigate vigilante activity, those who want to take the law in their own hand and kill the people that kill their loved ones. So the lady, she was going to try to kill the man to kill her daughter, but she changed her mind. But the man went out and killed this Mexican Spanish lady. He delivered groceries. That's how he got in people's houses. So my point is this, because I know you want me to get to the point. My point is this, is that, you see, evil has been given a lease. Like you got a dog on a lease and you turn him loose. And that dog just go wild and start biting people. So evil has been given a lease in the United States of America to run rampant with no check. You see, the government support evil. They allow evil to exist. They themselves are evil. They take people's lives that are innocent. They take people money that belong to the people, that don't belong to the politicians, belong to the people. So you have to free yourself. This lady right here, and this, I'm not saying for people you don't to do this here, but Almighty Allah, the judge, she couldn't get no justice from the law, and this man went and killed the Spanish lady, and she seen the man go in the lady house taking grocery, and then he went over in the bushes and peed, and like a dog or an animal, claiming his spot, territory. And then he went back and raped her and killed her in America. And the lady seen it and went to the same DA that freed her daughter's killer, and they didn't do nothing about it. So she couldn't live with that. So what she did, she went to his house while he wasn't at home, and she found her daughter's picture. He had also went out and went to the school of her little bitty daughter that was about five, and she gave him a little mud cookie. He took that home. He would take his victim's pictures and things to remind him of killing them. This is America. So she seen this, told the DA. He went and confronted the man, but that's it, just confronted him. And so the lady, this is what she did. She set him up. She went home, after she went to his house, and she rambled his house and got everything strolled about, she left her hat over there so he would know it was her that was there. And when he got there, he was mad in hell. And he said, this bitch. And so he left his house and went to her house that night. She went deliberately, was upstairs in the shower, naked, taking a shower. And he looked up there and seen her through the curtains. And he went in the house, broke in, and he was going to kill her, right? But he got a surprise. This is what Eva's going to get a surprise. He went upstairs. She put a towel in the shower to make it look like it was a body. He opened the curtains, and when they opened the curtains, she was standing there with a gun. She said, sorry to disappoint you. And then he said, what if I say I'm sorry? And I didn't even know who the girl was. Say, it ain't nothing personal. This is just what I do, you know. So she grabbed her before she shot, and they fell, and they start wrestling. And she had took up self-defense classes, so she knew how to fight. So she managed to get away from him. She fell down the steps. The gun had already fallen down the steps. He knocked it out of her hand, but it was right down the steps right beside her. And then when he was walking down there to kill her, he said, like I said, it's nothing personal. She said, this ain't personal. No, she said, it's very personal. And she pulled out the gun and lit him up. Lit him up. Killed him. But my point is this. If you want your life back, people, especially in America, in the world, you got to take your life back from evil. Because the government of the United States is evil, and the governments of the world, they are evil. And I'm going to tell you why I can justify my statement. Almighty Allah says in the last days that we're in, the rulers of the world, the governments of the world, the leaders and the rulers, they would be oppressors. And he said the religious leaders in Islam, Christianity, and all religion, they would be godless, meaning they wouldn't have God in them. They would be misleading the people into falsehood, into sin, leading them away from Allah instead of calling the people back to Almighty God. So Almighty God, yes, I want you to know this. He revealed to Prophet Esau. They called him Jesus. His name was Esau. That language didn't even exist 2,000 years ago. English, whatever they call him, Jesus, Hebrew, whatever, that whatever language they call. But the language he back during that time, his name was Esau. But he said these words. He said, "The kingdom of God, Allah, is in you." Now that's true in the Bible. But in Islam, it's more clearer. Almighty Allah said he created the nature of good, his goodness in every human being, every human baby. So inside of you, everybody, you've got the nature in you to change your own bad conditions to good. But you can't look outside to nobody else to do it, no preacher, no imam, nobody else. You got to look inside and connect. The only one can help you bring your good life back. That's Allah Almighty, and he's inside of you, not outside of you. And he's also omnipresent, meaning that he's never absent at any time or place. So you can call on him anywhere and any time, and if you're sincere, he'll answer your prayer and help you change your condition from bad to good, help you change this world from bad to good, because we made the world bad, people. And we got to change it, but we can't do it by ourselves. We need the help of Allah, our Creator, the all-powerful and the all-good and the all-knowing. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Yes, yes, indeed. Imam Shahi Shabbat. He's teaching people. He's letting you know you have no excuse. You can't say, "I wasn't told, I didn't know." Because if you listen to Imam Shahid Shabbat, he's certainly telling you like it is. He's letting you know you've got to come out of this world, come out of these evil, wicked ways, come back to the ways of your Creator, and live a good, righteous life. If you want goodness on this earth and want to return to your Creator and be among the righteous in your other life, in your eternal life, you have to come out of the wickedness and evil conditions of this world and ways of this world and stop living the way that you know is bringing about self-destruction and self-corruption to yourself and your soul. Yes, as I was listening to Imam Shabbat speak, it reminded me also on Facebook yesterday, I was seeing where they had made a discovery over in Egypt, and it's very interesting. Why? Why, if this white man from God or something, why is the discovery being made over in the West, in Europe, in France, somewhere over there, in England? Why must they always be over in the East, in Egypt, in lands like that? Yes, they had gone again into a tomb. I believe a tomb marquee, but it was over in Egypt. And they said that this had astounded the scientists of the West. They were astounded. They couldn't believe their eyes because now they'd gone deeper than they'd ever been. And they made deep, deep tombs and deep, deep caves way down to the earth. And then sometimes there'd be whole cities made down there. But they said that the scientific discovery that they made of technology was so advanced that it would just balk your mind, much more advanced than the technology that we have today, that they had been using thousands of years ago in Egypt. So that tells you something. tells you something, especially about this man over here in this Western world trying to say he's some God, and he don't even know what life is like. They had universes thousands of years before he even existed on the earth over there in those caves in Europe. So you know the knowledge must be more advanced. But then why don't they know about it? Because they are wise people. They only let them know what they want them to know and when they want them to know it. There wasn't time for them to know that in heaven and position yet. And that's the reason why they're allowing them to know about it now. Wake up, people. It's later than you think. Come back to your God consciousness.
And can I share this with the, co-host, can I share this briefly with the people? It came to me while you were talking about the discovery of the scientists, mostly European and Jewish scientists over in Africa. There's something they have called Egyptology, and the Europeans came up with this. And most black people, even myself, I wondered a long time. I'm just 60, but that's long enough. I've wondered a long time, what is Egyptology, you know? And most of us in ignorance, we thought it was the study, you know, of the Egyptian people. It's not. Egyptology is this. It is what you just said. It's the European and the Jew wanting to control these great people, the greatest people that ever been created, the Africans, and how they are so advanced. They went over and discovered how great these people were. They still baffled on how they built pyramids, and they seen how advanced they were thousands of years ago, and they were jealous. They wanted that knowledge for themselves and to build their world like that. You see, and that's what they built their world off of. And so the Egyptology is the study of the Africans and the Egyptians and the Africans so that they could take that knowledge and they could lock that knowledge up away from the people that the knowledge comes from and control them people. You don't have a European Egyptology and no other Spanish Egyptology, because that is the study of the African people so that they can get that knowledge and hide that knowledge so that they can control those people and control the wealth of land and the wealth in the world. So you control the wealth and the resources, you control the people. Now, I said in one of my talks back here last year that library in America, library, listen to the word library. Well, you go to the library for, right? To learn, right? Not so. You don't know when you go to the library, you're going to get lied to. The library means that the European has buried the lies, so you can't get the truth. So when you go to the library, you think you're being educated, but you're being miseducated. You're being lied to, and the lies are buried. You can't see them. It's like the subconscious in you. You conscious that you're doing wrong, but in your subconscious, if you don't know the truth, you don't know why you're doing it. But your subconscious know why you did it. But the lie made you bypass your subconscious and just become conscious of evil. The same thing. Peace.
I salam alaikum. Teach, my brother. Teach. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, people, we have to understand and see the true reality of this world as it is. Yes. This world has the mind of Satan in it, Satan. And the lies are allowing Satan. He calls himself challenging for God, challenging the Creator. And over in Egypt and places, over in the Africa period, they're still a part of Africa, over in the African countries, sure, they're fighting among one another. But do you know why? Because it was planned by the whispers of this evil, evil mentality of the West that went over there. They allowed to come over there. And the next thing you know, they had chaos and confusion going on. And they had them against each other with deceptive lies, you know, and causing them to doubt each other, causing them to want to do harm to each other, protect themselves against each other, when it wasn't them, but it was the one that they allowed to come over there, the stranger in their land, that created these problems. But look at these problems today, and that's still why they exist. That's why all this warring and killing is going on, because they have been lied to and deceived and turned against one another. Why? Because the West wants that land. They know the riches. They know what they have over there. They, like I said, the
that's
technology,
right.
The knowledge. They want all that. That would make America look really like nothing has been. She would look almost like cave days compared. And even they've shown pictures of parts of Africa and make you talking about going to heaven. They look like they're already in heaven. They're so advanced in the way they have built things and all. And the way they have roads going over, how fancy, how beautiful. It's just amazing. And they didn't even let you know that this was Africa. They're just giving that knowledge now. They kept making people think Africa was your jungle with ignorance. But people running about half naked, almost naked, not knowing how to express themselves like animals and all. That was not Africa. That might have been some people who chose not to live a good life in Africa and to go out and build their own life the way they want to live. They chose to live that way in those little areas that they were able to get into. They couldn't get into the real Africa because they knew them. They had experienced them, but then they allowed them to eventually come back, and this is what's happening, warring all over those countries. But the rich
can I say this? Can I say this? Excuse me, co-host, just briefly, I want to say this. But the Europeans won't tell you about their history over in the caves of Europe, will they? When they was walking around on all fours like dogs, they won't tell you about their history when they were living living like animals, had animals living in the house with the German pops and measles and all of these diseases came from them because they was uncivilized. They was uneducated. They don't tell you about their dog. And they was also eating the flesh of each other. When people would die, they didn't know how to live, so they didn't know how to grow food or nothing. So when some of them would die, they would cook them and eat their flesh. They said that this was all come from Africa. So they used reverse psychology. All of the bad that they got and give you here in America, that's their history. Your history, African American people, is a great history. It's a civilized history. You are the people that had to go over to Europe, the Moors or the Muslims, and civilize the Europeans so that they would know what human life was and how to live as civilized human beings. And then they brought you here and lied to you and made you think that was your history when that's their history. Now you got an opportunity to study their history and study your history beyond America. Go back to Africa. Go back to Europe. Go back 1,000 years, 2,000 years ago and study Europe and Africa, and you'll come up with the truth if you sincerely do this. Peace.
Yes, people, we have to understand what this even shut the mind, how it works, you know, to turn people one against the other. And even today, this America is as modern as she is, this little advances they have made, is because of the Africans and people from the East that they still have over here now. They used to allow them to make these latest models of cars and televisions and computers and things. Most of this was done in the East, the work, the building, the making of this technology. Everything was done over there and brought and sold over here to America. Now America's allowing them to come over here to give the impression that it's being done over here. But they still have the minds of the people from the East and paying them to come over and build that technology over here and put America's name and brand on it. So it's ridiculous, people, that we are allowing ourselves to be bought and sold and used still. That's modern day slavery. Allowing our minds to still be used for them for some money. And building up their society. All these big houses and going up and things that are going up. It all has behind them what? The struggles of the African Americans and people from the East. Yes. The plans for them. Still the blueprints. the most important blueprints for the most important buildings and that are going on are by generally some black man still, or someone overseas, and most of them still Africans. If you can plan a nation for others and advance them, you can plan for yourself and advance yourself.
Correct.
So people who want to allow Imam Shaheed Shabazz to continue here now, I think we only have a few minutes left before we close out. Our guest didn't come on today, but we're thankful. Allah always blessed us to be able to give to you the information that he would choose for you to have. And it may be that it wasn't meant for them to be on today. But we have about 19 minutes left here, and we'll have Imam Shaheed Shabazz to come on again, summarize, sum up the information and message that he wants to give to you today.
Assalamu alaikum. To sum up the talk today, I would sum it up by saying that truth, the whole truth, will set you free. It won't set your body free. It will set your mind, your intelligence, and your soul free. And falsehood and lies will enslave your soul and your mind and won't allow your mind and soul to operate and bring you into the life that your Creator created for you, which is spiritual life. Understand this. And also, just briefly, to sum up something else, some other things we were talking about. The first people that Almighty God, Allah, created were black people. Adam and Eve were black. They were people of color. Okay? And both of the light-skinned, the European, the Jew, light-skinned, Arab, what are all these light-skinned people? And I'm not putting them down. They are family, too. But what these evil light-skinned people that look down on the dark-skinned people, that want to control them as gods over them, where did they come from? I'll tell you where they came, their beginning came from. It came from Adam and Eve's child. They had two sons, Cain and Abel. These evil European light-skinned people, they came from Cain. If you study history correctly also, you'll see that racism existed in the very beginning. It ain't just started in America with whites and blacks, white people calling black people Negroes, colored and goons, and all this kind of stuff. And that ain't racism, no way. Racism, I didn't know for a long time what it was myself. Racism is a race trying to control another race. Not just calling somebody out of name. That don't influence their life. You can call me whatever you want. But long as I can take care of myself and, you know, go on with my life, what you say about me don't affect me. For instance, in my conclusion, people used to say I was mean and this and that and bad and that boy ain't gonna live to get 14, 15, this and that. I ain't paying no attention because I knew that God, Allah, gave me a choice. And I had to make the choices, and they couldn't determine what choice I was going to make in life, so I ain't paying no attention. And I've been blessed to live to get 60 years old. So, you know, what people tell you, you need to learn, African Americans especially, investigate. They call got what's called FBI, CIA, Federal Bureau of what? Investigation. They ain't just investigating crime. They investigate how they can commit more crimes against especially African-American people and people in general. CIA, Central Intelligence Agents. I call it the Central Iblis Agency. Iblis is the devil. The devil investigates things to make things worse for you, not better for you. So study the CIA. Study the FBI's history since they've been here in America, and you'll see what I'm saying. I'm going to get ready to close now. I know that Allah has let me know that we've said all need to be said, and now I'm going to give him his praise and his glory for blessing us to wake up and him to bring us this message through us, and we pray that he's brought it from him And we pray that he didn't allow ourselves to get in the way to discourage you or to lead you astray in any way. And I know he didn't. I know that. So we give all glory to Allah. All praises belong to the one God, Allah. All power belongs to Allah. He's in full and complete control over the heavens and the earth. And though you don't see him, he's still in control. And people are going to die when he's scattered a thing for them to die. They're going to live as long as he wants them to live. They ain't going to live a breath longer than he wants them to live. And they're going to die the very moment he wants them to die. And all his creation here are going to pass away as soon as he say, "Kun," be going out of existence. So don't think you're going to live around here forever. Most people now think are trying to ignore that they got to die and meet their creator and ask them what they do here. They're trying to act like their cars is forever. They worship their car, clean them up, shine them up like gods. And if you touch them, they'll kill you. And they're wise and killing over men and killing over women, killing over all these things that's already dead. Instead of trying to come into life by submitting to the will of their creator, Allah, inside of them, and trying to help people understand how to live the good life that we was created. We thank Allah. We praise Allah. We say that there's no God but Allah. Allah means all in all, meaning that everything he created, his power is over all of it in the heavens and the earth. That's the best name for the creator. Allah, all in all. He's in all of you. Though you say we Muslims worship this or that, a man, you don't know what you're talking about. Study the Islamic way of life instead of judging it, prejudging it, and you'll find your own salvation. Peace be with you all. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. It's taught again another beautiful lesson on another beautiful Sunday on bringing your good morals back, people. Bringing good morals back. Bringing yourself back to life, which leads to God consciousness, and reaching out, bringing your brother back, your sisters back, teaching them, living the best life, and helping them to live the best life. This is what's going to solve the problems of the world today. This is what's going to remove this evil and bring the good live. And the life that you want to live on earth, you are going to be the one who's going to be responsible for bringing that life into existence by the way you live your life on earth. So come back to God consciousness. Come back to good morality, people. And learn to love one another by helping, reaching, teaching one another, and helping each other to live the good life, the best life, the heaven on earth that you're seeking. Again, I want to remind you that you have been listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And you want to ask you to join us again next Sunday at the same time to listen, calling in 347-884-8511. And please come with a comment. Come with something to say to join us, to give us some feedback and let us know how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what it is, the knowledge that you would like for us to give to the people that you might have. We don't have all the knowledge. You have some too. We work together. And to have you to come next Sunday, same time. Join us again as we greet you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told a